2024, we here. We made it. We here, y'all. 2024. ELG Music Group presents Saucy Talk Podcast. We in this thing, man. We in this thing. From what y'all know, what y'all used to me doing, y'all used to me doing everything from broadcasting the news, all kind of news, worldly news, music news, arts, fashions, strategies, etc. You know, but I just want to announce this. If this audio or any of my other audios get lost in the matrix, get renamed and get put into different files and different shits, you know how companies change names and shit. I just want my work to be part of a staple in time. You know what I mean? When shit was happening, when shit was going on. Like a recorded document. Like recorded document in time when shit was happening. You know? That's mainly what I do this shit for. You know? I'm the big 40 now, man. You feel me? Out of my 30s, out of my 20s. Out of my teens. How a nigga feel? I'm feeling it. Shit. For one thing, I feel kind of restored in some areas of my life and some areas that I need to go ahead and go push. You know what I'm saying? Push through and live life. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, just dealing with this shit, dealing with a lot of shit that's making me learn shit, you feel me? Dealing with a lot of dealing with a lot of new obstacles, which is good if you want to level up. So you want to test yourself. You got to go through new shit. You feel me? Even more so if you're being, pushed to do so. You know what I mean? It got to be a greater cause behind it, right? So, for everybody that's been tapping in, everybody that that be listening to all my shit, been wondering where the fuck I've been, everybody that's been, you know what I mean, been constantly, just checking out my material, you know, let me just put it like this, y'all. I appreciate each and every one of y'all for viewing my shit, for viewing my podcast, for sharing it, for giving me feedback, and giving me everything I need to determine if I should continue or not. You feel me? But at the in the same breath. In a motherfucking same breath, I'm doing this shit as I please. And it's not like I'm looking for anybody to whine the toy in my back to keep me going. I've been doing this shit for myself, by myself. And it's a plus when people's on a journey with me. Excuse me. And it's better when people is on the journey with me. You know, people that can learn from it. People that can learn. People that can go along with it. You feel me? If I'm striking any chords, you know what I'm saying? Any notes, any kind of bells in your head, let me know. You know, ELG Garabino on FB, or just hashtag ELG Music Group everywhere. ELG Music Group on Google. Just Google ELG Music Group. ELG Music Group. We still a music group. I acquired a new taste of music. Instead of just calling the 80s music, shit's called vapor waves. I fuck with the vapor wave. If I would have knew the name of this shit back in the days, nigga, that should be magical. Just looking for that type of music and shit, type of cadence. They could have been making a million. Millions with Jacka. Millions with Joe Blow. Millions with the Mob Figures. I've been looking at interviews, people talking about they the chosen one in this music game and shit like that. Like, everybody can't do it. And they right. Everybody could do it. I feel like everybody could do music. If that's something that you're really a part of, if you feel it, if you have it in you, and it's something you really want to explore, not just a fad, a moment in time type shit. You like the sounds of music. You like sounds of music. You like the bass waves and everything that goes along with it. Then it's for you. We don't need interpolations of the same shit. We need different styles, different textures. So, you know, that's where I come in at with this shit. Dealing with, who is Sinead O'Connor? I've heard of that name before. Let me see. But yeah, though. Are we doing this, yeah, with this music shit, though?
You can do a lot. Yeah, Dylan will, okay. When I'm doing most of my episodes, it was like usually just me turning in at the end of the night. Now somebody took a liking to your boy, so you feel me? That shit is you know. But I'm giving y'all what y'all need. Give y'all what y'all need, you feel me? I know y'all like, I'll go fuck, that's not professional, fuck all that shit. I'm just giving y'all what it is, you know, real time. I'm giving y'all everything that be going on in real time, so y'all don't be in the dark about nothing. But yeah, if y'all interested in my topics, that's good. You feel me? I figured out that y'all like some of the shit that I really don't care for when I be speaking on. So I guess speaking on it, just enlighten people that what they need to know. What they need to know that I didn't know y'all needed to know. Needed to know. But yeah, I'm glad all them other saucy talk fake ass podcasts, them the fake saucy talks, got the fuck up out of here. Because the real is gonna stay here. It's 2024. We got some new moves, literally some new moves happening. New moves, they're making it happen. Big power plays. We're doing it the right way. We're doing it the right way. And the elite way. The elite. So, what I mean is, that's crazy that we can capture a moment with this digital space. We can capture moments with the digital space. So, all the shit I've been telling you about, talking to you about ideas, all that good shit from 2019 to now. Look at this shit. Look at everything that's been happening. Look at all the shit that's been happening. Power moves. Power moves have been made. But what's really been intriguing, though, is these stories that's been made up about the fake struggles, which was brought to my attention by a comedian named Cat Williams that recently went back viral. Abundantly viral. And it was on the Shannon Sharp podcast, Club Shay Shay. Now, I probably sound like a soundbite or whatever, you feel me? Because I'm pretty sure a lot of people in the podcast world didn't already cover this shit as soon as they got wind of this shit. Hit y'all little record buttons and got straight to it about the Cat Williams situation. Yeah, it was a big moment. He dropped a lot of gems about what shit was going on behind the scenes. Do I believe it? Yeah, I do. Because I was alive around the time when all this shit was happening. I know about the Mark Curry hanging with Mr. Cooper because he's from Oakland. He's from East Oakland. You feel me? And the show Mr. Cooper, hanging with Mr. Cooper, was based out of Oakland. And something happened with the show. And then Steve Harvey came out with the same kind of show. And then, from what I'm hearing, Steve Harvey took his whole stage show, his whole stage swag, his whole bit, his whole shit, his whole, you know, all the way around, you feel me? But people from Oakland, innovators. Cat Williams got gamed up. He was out here in Sacramento. He was out in Sacramento for 2 years, and he was in the town for like 3 years. So he was gamed up in North when he got out here from Oklahoma and shit like that. He was real gamed up and laced up, you know. But yeah, you feel me? Real articulate people. You know what I'm saying? Count a cat out. You feel me? You know, he let shit be known. And not to regurgitate anything, whatever he said, though, just look at the interview. If y'all under a rock, but I'm pretty sure that shit didn't hit nation. That shit hit nationwide. It's blow up everywhere. The shit viral everywhere. Everybody is looking at this shit. Everybody giving credit to me. Like, if it wasn't for you putting me up on that shit, like, that shit went viral after that. I knew it was gonna go viral. He's talking shit about all these comedians that hated on the classic motherfuckers that made this shit funny and made this shit real funny. You feel me? Only thing in my recollection, Steve Harvey, a cool dude. He resembles family members in my family. Put it like that. He cool motherfucker. On the surface, it looked like he cool on the surface. He probably a motherfucker that just be doing that side talk. Yeah, fuck that motherfucker. Yeah, he's gonna play his dick close tight. I'm on the surface, motherfucker cool, feel me? But yeah, though, after he did that shit, it's like, nah. Nah. Trying to give you the benefit of the doubt on a lot of that shit. Like with that book and all that shit, you feel me? Like, then for you to fake the struggle, even if it wasn't, you feel me? Even if you know what I mean, so that means you didn't come from a struggle. You got it. You got this shit handed to you, and you ran with it. Is that the story? That's what it sounds like. So you got the game handed to you. If you didn't struggle like you said you did, tell your real story. Or did you steal something? Did you steal some material to get where you got? Using the right place and the right time with some stolen material. Is that how you did it, Steve? I'm not no investigator, nothing like that. It's just the podcast, the Saucer Talk podcast. We're talking, you know. And you part of the music shit too, because you came out with an album. You came out with the King's Comedy soundtrack. You know what I mean? With Nelly, I am the king of the city. Remember that? I can't remember another song. I remember them, the St. Lunatics. on that shit. Yeah, had a double disc with the jokes and the music. You feel me? It was a double CD. So yeah, boom, Kings of Comedy. I had that. I had the double CD and the one with the audio with the jokes. You had one with the soundtrack. Was it a DVD? I think it was a DVD. Was it? They came out with the CD. Audio and the jokes, and they came out the DVD. They was eating up that shit for sure. Yeah. And for the people that really went through what they went through, like, shout out to iShowSpeed. I just figured out he's a math genius so far. You feel me? They showed him in his and some kind of cap and gown, and he was solving a calculus equation. You know, shout outs to him. Shout outs. You feel me? That's good to hear. People with secret powers. I call them shit secret powers. You know what I mean? And that's the thing I give to celebrities. I guess they do have secret powers or something that can sustain people's attention. You know what I'm saying? Entertainers, y'all, it's a great fucking thing, a great fucking skill. It's entertainment. It's pleasing. It can be real pleasurable. It's marketable. You know what I'm saying? It's a great thing to see. To see magic happen. When magic happen, and you can conceptualize it, and you can see it while it's happening before your own eyes, that's priceless. It could be a spin move from a bike to a skateboard, a trick, football field, basketball court, baseball field, any little magical moments. If you can capture them and identify the magic moments, that shit is amazing. It gives you hope. Gives you faith. It gives you hope. It gives you faith. Magic, though. I think that's what I'm going to be reading up on next. Magic. I'm not going to be reading up on those. Okay, I might read up on some spells. But I'm not getting into none of them stars or nothing like that. I'm not getting into nothing like that, y'all. Not getting into nothing like that. I'm not getting into no chopping no rabbit's foots or nothing like that. None of that. Yeah. What's gonna be is Yeah, so I'm not going, because when I looked it up, I didn't like what I was seeing. I didn't like all that pentagrams and all that shit. And, natural magics, man. Herbal essence and remedies. You know. You feel me? Because if it's a market for, it's a market for holistics. You just have to, you know. And this is just me thinking out loud. So if any of y'all trying to jump into what I'm talking about and make it a lane, I'ma figure who it is. I'ma figure who you guys, which ones is doing it. Because this is going to be time stamped already, so if it's after this time stamp, that means you guys fucked in the game. But yeah, shouts to everybody that's been that's tapped in with me. That shouts to everybody on Spotify, everywhere, Apple, Google, everywhere. Shout out to all y'all. It's pretty crazy these days. It's pretty crazy these days. The reason why I say that is because as time passing, things changing, people changing, situations is changing, everything's changed. But things, you know, people, you know, I've been told that nothing is smooth, never smooth, ever, that nothing is never smooth. You know, and we're starting to see that with people in the news, you know. All these millionaires, billionaires, and everything like that, they is like, yeah, it's trouble in paradise. I remember I used to do a piece and post it on Pinterest. I call it Trouble in Paradise. You know, celebrities just having problems, lawsuits, all kind of shit. You know, I could tackle it and put that on ELG Music Group dot blogspot dot com. But I feel like y'all getting enough. Y'all getting a whole package here. But I could get y'all the deluxe package and y'all could just run on to the ELG Music Group dot blogspot dot com. And y'all tell me what y'all think. Haven't been on there in a while. A lot of y'all been asking me, a lot of y'all, hundreds of y'all been asking me about that shit. And it's like, yeah, we're gonna have to work out a deal with them, a little better lucrative deal. with Blogger. Because of the content I was giving y'all was premium. Which I still make and have in the stash. But as far as putting it on the Blogspot, or even just making a, getting a whole nother, or putting it on WordPress or something like that, I feel like they have to work out a better deal. They're going to have to work out a better deal. For what the content is, you feel me? I have a lot of content. What I say out of my, the words the things I say, it changed people's perspective. And I get a wise word to people that need it, that's deserving. You feel me? Yeah. You feel me? You ain't gotta know everything to help somebody. But people don't know how obvious that is, that you don't have to know everything to help somebody. That's what it's all about. All right? Okay. I said somebody, not anybody, somebody. So y'all take that however y'all want to take that. No Diddy Kong puns attended. But yeah, if y'all ain't heard about Sean Diddy Combs, y'all do y'all research. He is some hot water. With 1,001 chip challenge, one chip challenge chips in the bowl. With rubbing alcohol boiling. Then it took Ciroc from Diddy. Then it took Revolt from Diddy. And 50 Cent trolling them. Is this karma? Cassie sued him for a couple millies. A couple thumbtacks. Thumbing through these thumbtacks. Yellow. In the ELG, the multiverse, the rapping. My legions of rappers. How it started off, I'll have a rapper. Had an element of ice cold rapper. Represent the ice cold element of the rap side. Every facet of his style is represented from the Arctic. The Arctic the Arctic genre. You have one that represent from the pyro flames. Pyro flames. You know. You know. Then you need the earthy one. Ground rooted artist. Then you need an artist that's like water. Flow like water. You know, and use them elements. Expand that out. And then you just get you just. And then create a whole tree from all that, and you know, and just do a little alchemy with that. Use them elements and do alchemy. Become a little alchemy, a little alchemist, you know. That's what I would do in this rap game. You know, take it back, but you know, make it futuristic. You know what I mean? Take some of that, flip it with this. You know, have it to this BPM, to, you know, 2024 BPM, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know what I'm saying? Just do this shit. Flip that shit. You know? I need to work with some of you 2024 producers and get this Vapor Max and flip it. Do some work. You know what I'm saying? To figure this shit out like ASAPery. Figure this shit out ASAP so I don't have to So I don't have to do this shit on my own, but I could. And reap everything you for, you know what I mean? But, you know, give y'all a whole package presentation and everything like that. Y'all want a deluxe package of this shit? We could. I'm gonna do some research right now, y'all, and I'm gonna hit y'all back, but y'all tap in.